Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Radiolab is supported by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and can be more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Visit betterhelp.com/radiolab today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Wait, you're listening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Radiolab.
Radiolab.
Shorts!
From
WNYC.
See?
Yes.
And NPR.
Are we ready?
I think we are. Maybe.
You have to get in closer.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, we should do the thing. I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radiolab.
The podcast.
Can you just tell us who you are?
I don't believe I'm going to reveal that.
And we're going to start today's podcast with this international man of mystery.
Who are you really?
I'm Ian Fraser.
Ian is a writer for the New Yorker magazine, and he's written a bunch of wonderful books.
Travels in Siberia and other books of nonfiction and humor.
And we had Ian come to visit us because we were working together on a show about games, which we just aired.
And in that show, we ended up talking about...
Baseball, football, basketball, checkers, chess. But Ian says there was a game that we totally ignored.
Tic-tac-toe, 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 tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, tic-tac-toe.
All right, so what's the deal with you and tic-tac-toe? I mean, you learned it at age 5, I'm assuming, like everybody?
Exactly like everybody else. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I mean, as you get older, it's one of the first sort of levels of sophistication that you reach, is that you know how to get a draw in every tic-tac-toe game, and you learn that at about age maybe 6, I would say. And after that, it's just formality.
It's
just
sort of a developmental milestone, gaming
wise. It is. But when you realize...
You're allowed to be sophisticatedly bored with the game.
Right. And you go, oh, yes, I'm very good at that.
So you reached the mature age of 6 and achieved a certain amount of tic-tac-toe sophistication.
I would say I was a grandmaster.
Yeah.
But the problem is, when you get to that grandmaster point, everybody else is a grandmaster too, and so... Everything is a draw, and the game basically dies.
Right.
And so, like the rest of us, Ian stopped playing tic-tac-toe. But then, when he was well into his middle life, you might say.
Oh, this would have been about 10 years ago.
He ran into something that made him think, well, maybe tic-tac-toe can still do something for me.
Right.
What happened?
Well, I went to Russia, and I traveled all over, and I was in... Chukotka, which is the part of the Russian Far East, opposite Alaska. It's not a great distance, but it's an enormous distance in terms of culture. And at that time, my Russian language was very weak, and I was staying with this a young couple who had a 6-year-old son named Igor. And because of the level of my language, I got along very well with preschool children and elementary school teachers.
Hello, I am a student.
Right. And that didn't seem like ridiculous to a 6-year-old. It seemed great. And he actually could speak some English. He had like about 8 or 10 words. And the first thing Igor said to me was, "How do you do?" And he was just incredibly cute and a nice kid, and his shirts, you know, Russian kids' shirts are buttoned up at the neck like that, and he was very, very serious, and so we were just hanging out, and I was able to talk to him.
And then, on a whim, really, he said...
I said, well, let's play tic-tac-toe, and
How did you get that idea?
Yeah.
Because it was just something to do with a kid. I don't even remember how we got that idea, but we were just sitting around, and I explained the game to him. and he had never heard of it.
Really?
So you drew the classic shape of the tic-tac-toe thing to this boy, and he stares at it and says, so what's this, like some kind of cross or what? He didn't know what it was.
He had no idea what it was.
Wow.
And I just showed him by drawing how you do this, X's and O's, and he picked it up. I mean, he understood what it was. And then we started playing, and he very quickly got the principle, but I, to be honest, was clobbering him.
But there was there a certain kind of joy?
Just like, uh-uh, that's not where the O goes. And then there's three X's, pal. You're out of here. And he would be quite crushed. You're like, oh, no, I lost it. But it's really fun to play tic-tac-toe with someone who doesn't know how, because you're just walking all over them and just putting X's and O's.
Is this fair? I mean, is this something a mature...
Technically, it was not fair. I think.
Well, define the word clobbering. Are you talking like dozens of games? Or?
Game after game. Take very many moves for me to win. So I stayed with them before we made this trip into the tundra. And we went out into the tundra. We were there for a week or 10 days or something. And then I came back and stayed with them again. I do not believe he had been playing tic-tac-toe in my absence, but somehow he had gotten better. And so we had very, very ordinary and frustrating games from my point of view as we came back. I didn't win as readily at all. I didn't lose.
Well.
But
did you feel a slight urge to go to the nearby school?
Find new fodder? Siberian tic-tac-toe hustler.
That's what I'm saying.
Was how, in elementary schools, of course, was how I, you know, paid for several years. I paid for my New York City apartment. But I later checked, and listeners may contradict me, but as far as I know, this game is unknown in Russia. And I've asked Russian friends.
Unknown completely. 6 years old and up?
And up. I would say.
In Eastern Russia? In deep Siberia?
I was in deep Siberia, but in the cities, I have not met anybody who knows this game.
Moscow? You wandered
not
the streets
Moscow,
of Moscow?
No. Not Moscow?
Not Moscow?
I've asked people. I didn't go around these cities and say, do you know tic-tac-toe?
I mean, what if it didn't get to Minsk?
What is so? Finish that sentence.
How wide is the shadow of non-tic-tac-toedom? We established that it's in Eastern Russia. Maybe you could go to Japan and they wouldn't know how to play it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it would be interesting just to find out where tic-tac-toe is elsewhere.
And where it isn't.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to do it myself.
No.
This could be one of these crowdsourcing opportunities.
Why is that?
Well, we could ask people to help map it for us. Because, like, what if there are whole corners of the globe that are virginal territory?
So you could go to playgrounds and you could, like, walk in and
say, hey, kid.
Smush them.
Come here.
So we decided to test this proposition.
After we talked to Ian, we put a call on our Facebook page asking for people to help us make a map. And we got responses.
Hello, I am coming to you from Gwangju, South Korea.
Actually, lots.
In the north of Iran, near the Caspian Sea.
Zagreb, Croatia.
Poznan, Poland.
Istanbul, Turkey.
Christchurch, New Zealand.
The Philippines.
I'm here in Seattle, Washington.
Costa Rica.
The Netherlands.
Argentina.
Caribbean, Namibia.
Japan. Dublin, Ireland.
The outskirts of Aarhus, Denmark.
It's a typically hot day here in Dubai.
Instructions were pretty simple. Grab a cell phone, whatever you got that can record. Go out.
Now, let's get on with our business.
And take a survey.
So I think we found our first victim.
Here we have two nice people walking by.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Japan's full movie pod.
Hello, sir. Have you heard of...
Disculpe-moi, te pose une pregunta.
A game called Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Toe.
Who here has ever heard of the game...
Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Toe.
So, here are the results, which may surprise you. We'll go country by country. Everybody interviewed a lot of people, so what you will hear is representative. We'll start with Japan.
Do you know tic-tac-toe? Tic-tac-toe. Know this game?
No.
No?
No.
Japan, no.
No. No.
Argentina, no.
She doesn't know.
No.
But
Ireland, no.
Do you know what it is, sir?
No.
No one knows how to play tic-tac-toe.
Namibia.
Yes, sir.
Nope.
No.
Switzerland, no.
Tic-tac-toe?
Turkey.
No.
Croatia?
No.
New Zealand?
Tic-tac-toe.
Is it a dance?
No, it's a game. Have you? So you've never played tic-tac-toe?
No, I haven't, no.
No.
And
you're on.
The answer is... No.
So, amazingly, it seemed like huge chunks of the globe do not know tic-tac-toe.
Booyah.
So a tic-tac-toe hustler could clean up.
Cha-ching.
Or forget hustling. Maybe you just want to believe there are still some blank spots left on the globe. Well, here you are.
Yes!
But, just to be safe, we asked everybody to go out, not just with their cell phones, but with a pen and a paper, so that when someone says no, they could draw them the grid, just to be certain.
Let me show you. Goofy.
We have X's and we have O's. And you,
X.
Like this, this, or this. Mm.
So if I am X, and then it's your turn.
You try to stop me.
And you have to get three in a row.
And this is when the answers changed.
So I'll say O. So X.
Ah.
Then X.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know that. Okay.
Once people saw the grid with the X's and O's, they were like, oh, yeah, we know that game. Of course. We just don't call it tic-tac-toe.
The game has a different name in Turkish?
Yes.
In Turkish, it's called...
X-O-X.
X-O-X in Serbia?
X-Ox.
X-Ox. X-Ox.
Como se llama en Peru? What's the name in Peru?
Michi.
Peru, it's Michi. And in South Korea?
What do you call it?
Omo, 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 omo.
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 And in England?
Which, what is it called?
Knots and crosses.
Knots and crosses.
Knots and crosses.
Crosses.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also what they call it in Ireland and...
We call it knots and crosses.
New Zealand. Now, in Switzerland?
Mort pion, it's known in the French language.
That is what they call it in Polish.
Kuko I krzyżek.
It's kuko I krzyżek.
Does everybody in Poland know how to play this? Yeah. Yeah.
And to round things out, in Argentina they call it
Tateti.
In the Netherlands,
Boterkaas en Eieren.
Iran.
Nohune.
Croatia.
Krizic.
And in Costa Rica.
Gato.
Gato.
Let's take a little break and look at our notes, see where we stand so far.
Jen, I'm beginning to get this feeling.
Seven people interviewed, seven knew it.
That our dreams of glory.
They all know what tic-tac-toe is.
That we were going to, you know, we were going to be the Genghis Khans of tic-tac-toe.
It just may not be supported by the data.
No.
No. But we got Russia, right?
Well,
Oh, hi, Ian Fraser. Hi, this is Soren. I work with Robert.
I don't know if we have Russia, actually. Because as we were conducting our international tic-tac-toe survey, I got a note from Ian. It looked like an uh-oh note, so I called him up, and he told me that shortly after we talked to him that first time...
It was maybe even the same day.
He was at a party, and there were some Russians.
And I just thought, okay, let me just make sure about this. And I asked, and they said, yes, of course, there's tic-tac-toe. And I said, wow, everybody told me this. And they said, yeah, sure, everybody knows it. A friend even told me the name of it. It's Kreski Nolski, which is like crosses and zeros. And he said, yeah, it's well known. And the entire thing fell to the ground at that point, my dream of tic-tac-toe conquest. So, sorry. I'm sorry. I based this on insufficient data. And it's completely wrong. It's not completely wrong because I did encounter, you know, some people who didn't know. And this one kid who I can promise you, I just beat the pants off of in tic-tac-toe. He had no idea. But that was the limit of my conquest.
Tic-tac-toe. We got three in a row. You, me, and love.
Ian Fraser is the author of Travels in Siberia and a whole bunch of wonderful books. For more information, go to our website, radiolab.org.
Oh, and before we go, thank you. Thank you to our international tic-tac-toe surveyors.
Alberto Arias.
Tumaj Rashid Talab.
Chris Rounds.
Seroj Amini.
Chris Venner.
Salvador Vasquez.
Krista Hand.
Tarek Yassin.
My name is Mara.
Chelsea Unruh.
Paddy Cahill.
This is Myra.
This is Marianne.
And this is Slotboy.
This is Spanky.
Nick Glastonbury.
My name is Jimena.
Dad Bazeman.
My name is Otoluksha.
Mr. Gimo.
And my name is Pedro Amrafai.
I'm Jad Abumrad.
And I'm Robert Krulwich.
Thanks for listening.
Life is one big beautiful.
Message 18.
Hi, this is Chris Wilkinson, Radio Lab listener from South Bend, Indiana, calling with the credits. Radio Lab is supported in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, enhancing public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. More information about Sloan at www.sloan.org. Thanks. Have a good day.
Radiolab is supported by the one and only Planetary Society. Co-founded by Carl Sagan and led today by Bill Nye, the Planetary Society is a global nonprofit that exists for anyone to take a role in advancing space exploration. When you become a member, you join their mission to explore worlds, find life off Earth, and protect our planet from dangerous asteroids. Anyone can join. Find your place in space and become a member today at planetary.org/radiolab.